Tana Dvelio divides into two parts. One is Dvelio Zuta, and Tana Dvelio Rabba. The very last perek in Tana Dvelio Zuta, which is the latter part of Tana Dvelio, deals with the Inyan and Rosh Hashanah. It's a very beautiful medrash. Hashem Yisrael loves Klai so more than the Malachim. She'ein Malachi Asharis Oymim in front of Shira Lamala. That the Malachim don't sing Shira on high. At She'oymim Yisrael Shira Tchila Lamata until Klai Yisrael sing Shira first down here. As it says, Bron Yachad Peich Beicher Vayariu Kovanei Elohim. First, Klai Yisrael says Shira, and then the Malachim. V'kevin shemagi Rosh Hashanah. When Rosh Hashanah comes, Oymim Malachi Asharis, like the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Malachim asked, Dei B'shter, Ribbono Shel Olam, Master of the World, Mipnei Ma Ata Oyseh Chesedim Umazu, why do you do such chesed for this nation? Va'ata Naisin Lahem Panim, K'may Adam Shoyseh Chesedim Chaveh V'naisa Le'panim, like a person who does chesed for a good friend, you do chesed for Klai Yisrael. We're not getting into the details here. V'oymim Malachi Baruch Hu, Hashem says to the Malachim, B'schus chesed Avram Aviyah. In the schus of the chesed of Avram, I do chesed with them. V'ayim ha-malachim lefonav. Lama ata naiseib lehem panim yishvil Avram avihem. Why do you do chesed because of Avram? V'ayim ha-lehem ha-kodesh baruch hu. Hashem says, there's many things in the Torah about Avram Avinu. But listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's answer. Hashem says back, B'sha'a shenasom ala Avram terach aviv harbi alehus. When Terach gave Avram Avinu many gods to sell. Terach was a god shop, and he sold lots of getchkas. So Avram Avinu was in charge of the shop. Avram, lechem akoris ha-meshuk, go sell it in the shuk. V'holach Avram v'shover ha-isam. Avram went and he broke it. V'hayim avata l'chol avodah tzalim l'shabashuk min ha-olam. He destroyed all the avodah zarah in the shuk. The Kiddush es Shmi ba'olam, and he made a Kiddush Shem Shemai. And the Medrash goes on to explain in great detail what Avram Avinu did and how this worked. He says that a person would come into the store and they would ask, for a custom-made idol. A person would come in and says, "My mazel says that I'm a gibor. So, make me an idol which is like, has a sword in its hand and he looks very, very strong, very muscular. It should match his personality. It should match his shayrish, because they were going to use that to bring down." So Avram Avinu said, "Okay, fine. I'll go ahead and I'll make it for you." So he would make it. And as soon as he would hand it to him, he says, "What are you going to do with this? Is this going to bow down to you, or are you bowing down to this?" So he says, "Of course, I'm bowing down to it. It's an idol." He says, "I don't understand." He says, "How old are you? You're 30 or 40 years old?" He says, "I just made this idol about 2 minutes ago. So this idol, which is just came into this world, you're going to bow down to this?" So they would scratch their heads. They would say, "Oh, that's a good point." And then he would say, "Oh, I don't want it anymore." And Avram would take it. He says, "Okay, good." And then he would break it. And he made a big mapecha with everybody, because as soon as they wanted idols, so he would find ways to convince them. And then he destroyed all of them in the shop. So when word got out about this Avram, actually at the time it was Avram, about what he was doing, so Terach, his father, handed him into Nimrod. And that's when he threw him into the Kivshan Ha'esh. And that's what the Medrash says, that he was made a big Kiddush Shem Shemayim, this Avram Avinu. And it says, after that, Terach, when he saw the greatness of Avram and that he was right, so he was afraid that they would kill Avram, even though he emerged from the fire unscathed. They were afraid that even still they would try to kill Avram. So he says that that's when he took him, Avram, and his family, and he left. And he fled to save Avram's life. And it says that Terach got a good schar for that. That was something big that Terach did. Eventually Terach came back as Eov. And all the Yisroel which Eov have was to make a kapara for Terach. But it could be this was the schus which allowed Eov to come into the world to be able to clean his slate. And the Medrash here concludes that after Hashem tells this to the Malachim say, Adam HaRishon was also very great. yet he messed up. And you yourself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you went yourself to save Avram from the Kivshan Aish. Were you not afraid that Avram Avinu would also become sour, just like Adam HaRishon did? This is what Hashem responded. He said, Ma es alabasa v'dam? What am I going to do for flesh and blood? Hu shari b'makom tuma? He lives in a world of tuma. V'yitzahara shalit bar, and he has a big yitzahara to deal with. Halei atem, you the malachim, you live in a world of tahara, and you don't have a yitzahara. If you would be in the world that Avraham Avinu was in, you would be much worse than him. And the Medrash says that's exactly what happened. Because later, the Torah tells us that they were these Bnei Elohim, they were these Malachim, who came into the world. Because the Torah said that they coveted the women of the world. And they went completely off the derech. These Malachim. It's hard to imagine such a thing. But when a Malach comes into this world, and he takes on the physicality of this world, then he becomes part of the Nisyonis of this world. And they were not able to stand up to the Nisyon. And that's what Hashem told the Malachim. He says, the reason why I cherish Avraham Avinu is because he deals with the struggles of this world. He's in a world of Tama and he has a Yitzhahara. And this is the Nachas that Hashem has from Klal Yisrael. And this was the response that Hashem had to the Malachim on Rosh Hashanah. Remember, go back to the beginning of the Medrash. This was a conversation which took place on Rosh Hashanah. The Malachim says, what is it about Klal Yisrael that you like, that you choose them amongst all the other nations? And Hashem says, because of Avram, because of the chesed of Avram, because Avram is a person, if he deals with his Yetzirah, he's in a world of Tumah, and anyways, he's still like a Malach. That's why I choose. It's a big Musar Haska for us coming into Rosh Hashanah. It's a time where we're going to come to Yom Kippur, and Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Metahir us. And it's a time that, when we come to Yom Kippur, you see what a Jew is really all about, that he doesn't have a Yetzirah. And he can thrive in a place of Tumah and to make a Tahirah. But it just gives a perspective into what Hashem is asking of us. We make big she'ifas of ourselves, you know, in terms of many things we want to accomplish in this world, the gashmias, the baruchnias, but the special nachas ruach that Hashem had from Avraham Avinu, b'yom hadin, in Rosh Hashanah, was that there's some of an excuse of why we make mistakes. Ki hu yodei es yitzram, he knows our yetzaharas, he knows the challenges, he knows what it means to be in this world. And that's really what the sound of the shofar is. The sound of the shofar is the cry that the neshama has of, that's called the tzar hashchin, the tzar that the neshama has of being in this world is the voice of the shofar, which means like, it's not easy here. It's not easy down here. You gave us a yitzahara, you put us in a world like this. But we're still here in Rosh Hashanah, we're Makadosh Im Shemayim. We're working hard for you in this world. That's really what Rosh Hashanah is all about. Making that malchama. And being oimid b'kedusha v'tahara. Shibizaycha, follow in the footsteps of Avraham Avinu. Shibizaycha to always make the right decisions, to walk on the derech of Tyra, and to bizaycha to aksiva v'chasim etayva for ourselves, for our families, and to shnas gula v'yishua l'chol Yisrael.